yourself?
I'm doing fantastic myself.
So today, got everybody, all right. So today we're going to be talking about food and art. Mm-hmm. Food and art. So the first question I have for you today, Alex, is who is Alex Hovey? Who is Alex the fine artist?
Well, that's me. Been painting for a good while. That's pretty much where a lot of my identity, I would say. Grew up out here in the St. Louis area, and went out to school a little while back, graduated. Now I'm just out here.
Okay, so quick question. When you started to draw, what was the early age that you began?
Oh, let's see. That had to have been, I was definitely a little kid whenever I started to like doodle and actually kind of take it serious. Not really take it seriously. My father was a huge inspiration for me. Whenever I was a little kid, I would go down to the basement where he was working. Mm. And he would have all sorts of paintings that he'd be working on. And I would go down there with my little toy cars and like pretend that there were little highways on there whenever I was a little kid. And then probably elementary is whenever I remember I was like, I think I want to do the art thing. It was either that or science.
Okay, art and science. Those are two good topics. Well, I first remember when I met you, you and your father had a beautiful art mural of different, actually the beginning of time from when life existed in itself, from maybe back in B.C. days, A.C.
Oh, yeah.
All the way down. It was beautiful. And then I just imagined myself being painted, so I said, oh, hey, Alex, you think you can paint a picture of me? It would be fantastic. And you said yes, and we have the picture right here. I would love if you all can see it. Give me one moment. I can get it for you. Give me one second. They can still hear me, but for my live viewers.
Nobody saw that.
You see this? He painted this. He did this work. Beautiful work. I mean, beautiful. He took his time. It's very detailed. And also, you can see how the love that he put inside of it. Each detail is in the face, the sideburns, everywhere. So at the end of this segment, we will have all his contact information available for you to be able to maybe get your picture and put in your home one day, because it's forever lasting. Forever lasting. Great job. Great job.
Appreciate it. It was an honor to get to paint that. I was honestly, I was very excited to paint your portrait. You were one of my first one of my first customers as far as like commissions go ever after I graduated the art school.
Mm-hmm.
And this year was my first chance to get to do a portrait as a commission. And honestly, I really do enjoy portrait work a lot. It's one of my preferred subjects whenever it comes to painting. So it was a blast for me to get to paint. And I'm honestly looking forward to getting to do more projects in the future.
Perfect. Okay. So, and then, you know what? I think maybe we're going to have a big, big art celebration and you're going to be like the main speaker. Just be looking forward to that in the future.
I'll be thinking about it. All right.
Got another question for you, Alex, the fine artist. How does food assist with your creativity?
Oh, I would definitely say definitely keeps me nourished, keep me going. I remember there was a time whenever I was working. I think I was actually working on your portrait, and I stopped by because, I mean, I think everybody here knows Niecy. She does. She runs her own business. And she makes some fantastic, delicious food. So I stopped by and I got either, I think it was a veggie burger what I picked up. And
yes,
vegetarian over here, so that's why I got the veggie burger. But knocked it out of the park. So I highly recommend her food. And on top of that, love food and it keeps me going.
How long have you been painting, Alex? How long have you been doing this? How long you been painting? I know you've been doodling with your father for years, but how long have you literally been professionally painting? And tell me a little bit about that.
Professionally painting, I would say this became a serious endeavor back in 2013, 2012, around that time frame. Mm-hmm. At this point in my life, I had been kind of trying to figure out, like, what am I doing in 2012? So I was like early 20s at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached out to my father because at that point in time, my father was living down in Bolivia, and he was having a lot of success with his murals down there.
Okay.
So I was looking for some training. So I went down there, moved down to Bolivia, and my father helped me kind of get a jump start and educated me a little bit on the painting direction that I was looking for as far as gaining the skill, because I was able to paint, but I wanted a better technique.
Mm-hmm.
So then after working with my father for, I would say maybe 3-4 years, somewhere in that time frame, I'd stumbled across a school online called the Ani Art Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I went, and my teacher out there, Anthony Wychulis, he is a trompe l'oeil painter. So the schoolwork that you see the students create, it's all very photorealistic. It's incredible detail. Like, if you look at it, a lot of people mistake it for a photograph. And
that was good. Just like that picture, that's beautiful. So I can imagine that if it's mistaken for a photograph, it's...
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And you see the work out there, like all the students. The thing that's really incredible with this school is anybody who graduates from it, like, they'll be able to paint at that level. So I had spent a good chunk of time out there, and I had refined my technique. And where I'm at currently, I am very explorative with my work. I still prefer realism. Like, realism is the preferred subject of choice. So.
Realism. What's the difference between realism and just a regular old painting?
I would say realism is where you can look at something and it's like you definitely can tell what it is, and it's a visual representation that looks strikingly similar to the real subject.
Mm.
Whereas, like, you go into like something like abstract or realism, it's a pretty broad definition. Like, as long as you communicate effectively the image that you're painting or drawing, as long as it looks like the subject, you could argue that that's realism. But realism, the way that I'm using it, is like where you look at it and it's starting to go across that border between photograph and painting.
Photograph. That is nice. Did you hear that, audience? See, I got the realist. The realist right here. He's a realist, and he can draw the realist subjects, paintings, objects, whatever you want him to paint, he's real. Now, the question of the day is, how does food and art have similarities? Does food inspire you, or how does food play a part in your creativity?
Mm-hmm. How does food play a part in my creativity?
Yes.
Well, honestly, I would like to, like, one thing I will say is I do enjoy painting some food. So, like, you'll see still lifes and there'll be subjects of food. Like, for example, I brought one of the paintings here, and I'm going to go ahead and try to...
Got it? Okay, got it. Yes.
Yeah, for those of you who are on the live stream and can see the video, I'm holding up a image of a painting that I had done, and there's images of corn, there's pumpkins, there's squashes. And I think for those of you listening, you should hopefully be able to kind of visualize it. This piece isn't available necessarily on my Instagram yet, but I am going to probably be posting it here relatively soon. But what I'm trying to say there is that food as a subject is a lot of fun to paint.
Yes.
And then as far as like looking at food as, I mean, to me also too, like, food is an art form. Like, you look at the various cultures and civilizations that have survived throughout the entire, that have gone out throughout the entire world.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has such unique different dishes, and there are so many different flavors that are unique to each individual country of origin or culture of origin where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you look at a Latin dish, you look at an Asian dish, you look at an African dish, you look at a European dish, whatever it may be, everybody is so distinctly different. And that's just one of the amazing things about food, is just like there is such a wide variety, but all of them are so amazing in their own right.
They have their own specific uniqueness to them. I remember when I was back in school or visit people's homes, the only paintings you seen was fruit and vegetables and things like that. So that's, I remember a painting from back then, pictures of apples and stuff like that. And food is art. I mean, when I'm decorating a plate or getting ready to present something to a crowd, I have to make sure it visually looks good, like a piece of art, you know, food is art. You eat with your eyes. So if it's well proportioned and looks good, like a picture, it's going to taste good and leave you with great memories. So again, I just love the idea of food and art. It comes together like, you know, water and thirst. I know that sounds weird. Water and thirst. Maybe because I'm thirsty. I don't know why I said that. But, you know, the pandemic, you know, the COVID, it has really allowed us to tap into ourselves and be more creative and have new ideas. It helped us stretch ourselves. Helped us believe in ourselves and our gifts. Did you experience any new gifts within yourself while being on isolation, COVID lockdown for the past year? How has it affected your business?
How has it affected my business? Yeah. I would say, I mean, there were, I feel like once COVID really started to come into effect, I think I did notice like a spike in my business. People were reaching out and people were wanting a couple more paintings. And I wonder if it's because people had to be locked in home. They had a lot more time to think about the things that are important to them.
Yes.
So because of that, I think I saw a bump in business because of that. And I mean, COVID, it certainly, we all had a lot of time to sit down and think for ourselves as we were kind of stuck inside for a while. And like for me, as far as how, whenever I work, I realized that there is something that I want to do. The work that I want to do, I wanted it to be a little bit different. So there's a lot of exploration that was going on for me during that time. And I'm still, I would say that I'm in a rather exploratory phase of my development as an artist. And it's honestly very exciting.
You know, COVID for me, it had allowed me to think harder. Like, what am I going to do? I need to figure out something. And I just said, you know, let me reach out to the people that I've done business with. And let me reach out to the people that I know may need some food assistance, and then they come up with these different ideas for these podcasts. It just made me feel like, okay, let's call food and art, food and culture, food and finance, food and travel, food and music, anything related to food. And as I looked at it, everything is related to food. So I will always have a subject to talk about as far as food and food and everything, food in the everyday. You got to eat to live. So it's like,
I personally like to I live to eat. I would say there's definitely a strong part of me that's like that.
What is your favorite food or your favorite snack before you get ready to do a portrait?
Oh my gosh. Anything sweet. I got a pretty insatiable sweet tooth. Okay. I would say donuts are definitely a powerhouse. Of course there's like the junk food, but as far as like real food is concerned, like if I get the opportunity to have like a nice pad thai or any type of, one thing I will say I miss is buffets, but anything like that.
But you know what, buffets, you're right. That's me, pop-up buffet. But you know, you can make your own buffet in your own home, whatever you like to eat, make a whole display of different things, all your favorite foods, and make your own buffet and invite your personal friends and family over. You can still have that buffet experience. Just do it at home or do it outside. We're outside today. It's beautiful. It's nice. And it's also the location that we came to where he painted the portrait. You know, it's real nice. It's quiet. It's a lot of nature out here. You can hear the birds. We've got ducks and turtles and different little animals out here that just, you know, simulates peace. And I love it out here. I love it out here. So, Alex, a few more questions. Maybe just a few more. We're not going to be all day. So what's your vision moving forward with the fine art? So after we kind of, well, hopefully we come to the ending of COVID, what is your next move? What's your vision? What's next for Alex Hovay?
Let's see. That's a good question. I like that one. What's next for me? I definitely want to focus more on landscape work.
Oh.
That's something that I found that I really appreciate. If I look at any of like my favorite pieces from the past, like one thing that I always gravitate towards, like visually, is I always love looking at the backgrounds. And like whenever you're looking at like those old like Renaissance paintings, like for me those have always been the best part, were the nice backgrounds or the beautiful nature. So I see myself probably next year making some type of trip, going around, visiting various national parks here in the U.S. and kind of collecting some photographs, or maybe doing some plein air work while I'm out and about, and just trying to capture the beauty that we have here in the U.S. And I mean, the world has so much around it, but I want to kind of start small and then move my way out from there. So I would say...
That sounds so fun.
Oh my gosh. And I would say that landscape portrait is still something that I want to stick to. And there's also a part of me that wants to get into some type of animal work as well, like painting cute animals or cool animals or whatever it may be, something like that.
Tigers and leopards, you know, those little individual dots on the leopard. Am I saying that right? Okay, yeah. So those are jaguar. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Nice jaguar next to the pictures. That's gonna be great. The animal outside in the landscape. I mean, I know you can do it. Look at what you did for me. Again, for those viewers that's just tuning in, or if I have any, again, look at this beautiful painting that he did. I really mean it's beautiful. It is detailed. It looks just like the day I looked when he painted me. I mean, the shirt was even see-through just a little bit, and he even got that. I mean... It's amazing. So again, at the end of this podcast, we're going to talk about how to get in contact with Alex. What are your platforms, Alex? How can they link up with you and get them a portrait for their home or family or friends? And how long of a, not how long, but how soon in advance do they need to let you know? How long does it take?
It takes a good while. I would say for like a painting that we were just showing here for that I did for Nisi, that one was a 16 by 20. And something like that, I would say minimum of 2 months is required. You can follow my Instagram if you want to see the work that I produce. And I update it with some frequency, but also kind of infrequent lately. There's that platform. I also use my website, www.alexhovaystudios.com. We'll put a link in the description. And those are my two major platforms at the moment. I have plans to expand social media-wise, but I'm also kind of figuring out, like, what do I want? Like, how do I really want to present myself? And honestly, I like the idea of less is more. So that's where I'm kind of sticking to a few platforms versus spreading out too far. But I've also got plans in the future, so we'll see what else. But for now, Instagram is the best way to reach out to me, and directly through my website. And that information will be available here soon.
Oh, fancy. So everybody, did you hear that? Instagram and his direct website. You can always reach him at those locations. And I have an announcement to make for my viewers and my friends and family. I have an additional giveaway this month. It's going to be an April staycation giveaway. Everybody's been stressed out, going through a lot of stuff, and why not go relax at a hotel and exhale? Have a good time, get away from the kids, just to get some peace. And I'm going to put some links up on my page, That's So Good, so you can apply and submit your answers to the questions that I'm going to give out. It's a one-night stay. It's at a Hilton property. It's going to be beautiful. A lot of artwork will be there. So don't forget to tune in to check out those links to fill in those answers so you can possibly win. And if you don't want to go to a hotel, win it and give it to someone special, someone that you think deserves a break and a staycation here in St. Louis. Or maybe even Alex. If he plays the game, he can submit his entry and he can win. So again, friends and family, and to your viewers on your Facebook, Instagram platform, just want to say thank you for tuning in. And food and art is always in everybody's everyday agenda. Everything must look good, the food must be good, and food and art goes together like a hand in glove. Thank you, Alex. Have a wonderful weekend and much more success to your business. And thank you for considering doing this podcast with me. It was an honor.
I appreciate it. It was an honor for me as well, Niecy. Thank you so much. This is great. Thank you to everybody who tuned in and everybody who's going to tune in. This is awesome. Thank you so much, Niecy.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful day. Happy Sunday, and have a good rest of the day.
Nice. Well, that was fun.
Yes, it was. It was fun. It was nice. And I really appreciate your assistance.